Good evening, everybody. Wait. I'm early. Early is not on time. Okay. So, 2 minutes late? Okay. So then we won't waste any time. Does everyone have a sheet? So we're going to have a series of shiurim. I thought it was appropriate to have a series of shiurim on Hilchas Yichud, because inyanim of Yichud are inyanim that come up all the time, and it's something that we're challenged with at all times in many different ways. So tonight, maybe we'll just have an introductory shiur to the halachas of Yichud, and then in the coming weeks, we'll continue. Mirtz Hashem, next week, for those who remember in the summer, Rabbi Rami Brachyahu, who came to speak from Talmon, came in Shabbat Batama, so he's going to be again next week. He's going to be here and speaking in the neighborhood, so Rabbi Feiner invited him to speak next Wednesday, in between Mincha Meir, to give a parsha shiur, and then 8:15 to 9:15, instead of my shiur, he's going to give a shiur about the cutting-edge shilas that face the police force in Eretz Yisrael, because he runs an organization that deals with all those shilas. So it should be very interesting. Everyone, I think, Ivrit Kala. He speaks English a little bit, so we'll see. I think he's better, he expresses himself better in Hebrew. So anyway, so let's get straight into the halachas of Yichud. So the Gemara has in Kiddushin Daf Peyav and Aleph, this is the first marker that we have for the Isser of Yichud Midaraisa, says the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Pei. Lo yisyachid adam. You can't even get into the Mishnah over here where it says, Lo yisyachid adam im shtei nashim. You can't even get past the three words before you ask the following question. What does it mean when it says, Lo yisyachid adam? Obviously, Lo yisyachid adam means a man is not allowed to be miyachid with two women. Doesn't mean a woman's not allowed to be miyachid. Of course a woman's allowed to be miyachid. So that's not so, I mean, obviously that's a pshat, but Rabbi Yosef Engel points out in his Sefer Beis HaOtzer a very interesting point. He says, you see from the Gemara here that when Chazal used the terminology Adam, Adam means man. And he proves this from many different places. He says that the Gemara says in Brachos, Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, Lo Yahalech Adam Achorei Isha. A man should not walk behind a woman. It doesn't mean nobody should walk behind a woman. It means a man should not walk behind a woman because he's going to have Hirurim, or he's going to look at her, he's going to do things that he shouldn't be doing. Where the Gemara says in Sukkah Daf Lamech Ches, Avol Me'eiro La'Adam She'ishto Obanav Mevarchin Lo. A person who doesn't know how to bench on his own, a person who has to have his wife and his children benching for him because he doesn't know the Ivra, that's a bizayin, that's a terrible thing for a person to say about himself. So Rabbi Yosef Engel points out that in Chazal, you see, they use Adam as a terminology meaning man. And over here as well, Lo Yisyachid Adam means a man. So he points out, interestingly, that in the Lashon of Tanakh, it's not so. He says that in the Lashon of Tanakh, you see, in the beginning of Sefer Bereishis, the Pasuk says, Zachar Nukeva Bara'am, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a Zachar Nukeva, Vayikra es Shmam Adam. He called both of them Adam. That's going on Adam and Chava. So you see that the Torah uses the terminology of Adam to go not only on men, but also on women. And similarly, he points out another pasuk in the Parsha of Midian, where you see that Adam in Chazal is not the same thing as the Adam in Tanakh. But over here, obviously, it means, Lo Yisyachid Adam im Shtei Nashim, means a man is not allowed to have Yichud with two women. So what does the Mishnah say? Aval isha achas misachedes im shnei anashim. One woman is allowed to have yichud with two men. We'll get into this in the future when we get more into the halachas, into the sugya. So we'll get into this point more. Reb Shimon disagrees and he says, af isha achas misachedes im shnei anashim. Even one man is allowed to be miyachid with two women under the following conditions. Bizman shir ishto imo. If, let's say, the person's wife is with him, so then we're not concerned that the man is going to do something wrong because the wife is watching over him. V'yashin imam bepundikiv im neisha imisham rasu. Misyachid adam im imo v'imbito. A person's allowed to have yichud with his mother, with his daughter. V'yashin imam b'kir v'aser. He's allowed to sleep next to them. Used to be in the times of Chazal, they didn't have so many beds. They had one big bed. Everyone slept in the same bed. So the Mishnah says over here that you're allowed to sleep in the same bed. However, im higdilu, once they become gedolim, and then you're already going to be concerned about hirurim, about people thinking about things they shouldn't. Zu yishena b'ksusa v'zu yashin b'ksusa. Meaning, the Mishnah says everyone has to put on pajamas at that point or use their own blanket, because they only had one bed. Nowadays, obviously, where we have more than one bed, this whole halacha is not really so applicable. We would never sleep in the same bed as somebody else. In fact, in Shulchan Aruch, it has a discussion about two men sleeping in the same bed. Are two men allowed to sleep in the same bed? That's something we have to take seriously also. This shaila comes up every year when you have camps that make some sleepaway party, sleepover party, in, or they make a get-together in a hotel somewhere, and they don't want to take up so many rooms. They say, yeah, we're going to have two boys sleep in every room and every bed. That's not so simple. It's not so clear. Even if the bed is a king-size bed, it's not so clear that you're allowed to do that. And especially in our generation, where we know that so many people are prutzim ba'arayas, and certainly in those areas as well, it's not something to be taken lightly. Chazal knew what they were talking about. My time, it says the Gemara. Why is it that a man is not allowed to be miyached with two women? Tana Debeleo, ho the Nashim Daitun Kalus Aleim. What does it mean? Even though there are two women in the room, and you'll say, what do you mean? The man is going to have the guts to go and start up with one of the women when the other woman is watching. See, Nashim Daitun Kalus Aleim. It doesn't mean that they're foolish, it just means that it will be easier for him to convince them that what he's doing is not so improper. And therefore, when two women are in the room, it's not going to save, it's not going to hold the man back from doing what he wants to do. Minan imili says the Gemara, how do I know there's an Isser of Yichud in the first place? Now, generally, when the Gemara says Minan imili, it means indicating that it's a Din D'Oraisa. Amar Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Yishmael, Remez liYichud min HaTorah Minayin Shenemar Ki Yisitcha Achicha Ben Imecha. The Gemara is some sort of Jerusha over here, and the Pnei Yeshua, in fact, writes on the sugya, the Pnei Yeshua points out that for 30 years he had the kasha, he never understood what the drasha is from the Gemara, he can't understand what does this pasuk tell you anything about yichud. This is talking about a mesis umediyach. It's talking about somebody who convinces others to serve Avodah Zarah. So how does that come to the isra of yichud? So Pnei Yeshua comes up with some explanation how to explain what this pasuk means to refer to us to infer about yichud. So leave it as that, but basically the Gemara has over here a drasha that tells us beferish that yichud is asur min haTorah. This very same drasha is found as well in Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. But the difference is that in the sugya of Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, the Gemara gives us more background into the development of the Isra of Yichud. How things came into play and when was the Isra of Yichud instituted? Is the whole thing with Daraisa? Is only part of it Daraisa? So let's see what the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Dr. Gemara. Yichud Nami Beis Dino Shel David Gazru. Says the Gemara, Yichud is something that the Beis Din of David was Gozer also. The Amar of Yehuda, but Osa Shah, Gozer ala Yichud. What's Osa Shah? Osa Shah, when? When were they Gozer on Yichud in the times of David HaMelech? What? Not Bathsheba. Bathsheba, we assume, was not really an Isser. Right? So the Rishonim explain over there that by Osa Shah, there was a terrible story that happened between Amnon and Tamar. Amnon and Tamar ended up going to a secret place alone, and it turned out that Amnon was Ma'anes Tamar. Tamar and Amnon were part of the royal family, and something went wrong, and that's all because they were miyachid with each other. So then, says the Gemara, but oh, so sure, at that time, when that mistake happened, when Amnon and Tamar had that terrible story, so then the Beis Din of David HaMelech, Gozer al Yichud, they were Gozer, that you're not allowed to have Yichud. What does that sound like? They made a Gzera, sounds like Yichud only midrabbanon. If it was Daraisa, what does David HaMelech have to come along and say anything for? Amri says the Gemara, no, really, Hasam Yichud Debas Yisrael. That was talking about David HaMelech made a gzera that you're not allowed to have Yichud with a Jewish girl, with a Pnuya, with a girl who's not married. Aval Yichud De'avodas Kochavim Lo. The Gemara says that having Yichud with a non-Jewish woman, which comes up in work, I would imagine it comes up all the time at work. Although when you think about it, when we get more into the halachos, I think nowadays most offices, I was told, somebody told me that Charlie Harry spoke about this recently, he was talking to students about the challenges they're going to face in the workforce. So somebody brought up about Yichud. So he said that in all his years in working, I'm not sure how many years he's been working, but in all the years of his work, he said that he almost never has been faced with a Yichud situation at work because he said every single doorway is always, you never have a meeting privately with someone where you can lock the door. It's never the case. You're always going to be in an office where there's for sure going to be a window in the door. And even if not, there's cameras all over the place. And a person is always nervous to do anything wrong because everything is going to be recorded or everything is in a public place where other people can watch what's going on. So over here, the Gemara says, we're talking about a situation where somebody does find themselves in a close proximity to a non-Jewish woman, and there's nobody else around, so there's a real issue of Yichud, says the Gemara, Asu inhu v'gazru afila Yichud da'avodas kachavim. So Beishama and Beishilo came along and said, David HaMelech made a gzeira on Yichud for a Bas Yisrael who's not married. And Beishama and Beishilo came along later and made a gzeira on Yichud, they extended it, that not only you're not allowed to be miyachid with a Jewish woman, so too, you're not allowed to be miyachad with a non-Jewish woman. So the Rishonim already point out, what do you mean? Why would you have said, why wouldn't David HaMelech have included that in the first place? What do you mean? I have tivus for a non-Jewish woman also. So why aren't we concerned? David HaMelech, when he makes the gzera, that you're not allowed to be miyachad with a pnuya, with a Jewish woman, why didn't he also say with a non-Jewish woman? How come that came in two separate developments of the takana? So the Rishonim explained the reason why. The Ran over there in Kiddushin and the Aleph explains the reason why is because it was a milsad l'shchicha. Who would ever think of hanging out with a non-Jewish woman? Who would ever think of finding themselves in a close proximity to a woman who's not a Jew? Shimshon. Okay. So it was a milsa lo shchicha. So the Ran says it was so what? Right. So obviously the assumption is, the Ran says that this is a milsa lo shchicha. It used to be in the times of Chazal, they didn't have goyish women hanging around in the house so much. Now we're all used to it, so we don't understand why David HaMelech not make gzeira across the board, Jewish, non-Jewish, it should be the same. But the Ran says in the times of Chazal it wasn't so common, so therefore he says David HaMelech came along, made gzeira, you're not allowed to be miyached with a pnuya who's a bas Yisrael. And then later on, Bisham and Bishilo came along and made gzeira, added on to that, that you're also not allowed to have yichud with a non-Jewish woman as well. So why only a pnuya? That's the Gemara's next kasha. Direct the Gemara, what do you mean? Yichud bas Yisrael daraisihi. What do you mean? David HaMelech and Bisham and Bishilo came along and made takanas gzeiras of yichud. You're not allowed to be miyachid with a Jewish woman, non-Jewish woman. What do you mean? We have a drasha from the Gemara Kedushin Daf Pei that tells us that yichud is an issa daraisa. Damer Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Rabbi Shimon Ben Yotzadik Remez the yichud min atarmi nine shenemar ki yisitcha achicha ben imecha. Again, we have the same drasha. We're not sure exactly what it means, like Pnei Yeshua says, but whatever it is, the Gemara assumes yichud has learned that from this pasuk. What do you mean that David HaMelech made gzeira, or that Bisham Bishilo made gzeira? We have a pasuk that tells us that yichud is aser. Says the Gemara, you're right. Skip down one line. Yichud da raisa de eshesish. Yichud da raisa is only if a person is miyached with an eshesish, or with an erva, with an arayas. But also David, and then David HaMelech came along and he added on to that, v'gazer afilo yichud pnuya. Even though a pnuya, even though a single girl is not an arayas, she's not an erva. Hi, she might be a nida. Okay, so nida is a separate story. Maybe we'll talk about that. What do you do when you have a chupas nida? Nechasna and kala can't be together, so that's a whole separate shaila. But basically, when you have a single girl, that's not an erva. So yichud of a single Jewish girl was never included in the original issa d'arayas of yichud. David HaMelech added it on. And then the third step was, v'asu talmidei b'sham b'silol and gozer, they added a third step and they said, not only is there an issa d'arayas of yichud on an arayas on an eshes ish, not only is there an issa d'rabbanan that David HaMelech was gozer on yichud of a pnuya that's a bas Yisrael, but also there's an issa of yichud on an avodas kochavim. Now in Shulchan Aruch, the way this comes down halacha l'maaseh, the Shulchan Aruch also just brings it down. He breaks down the different halachas as well. Number gimel, he says, "Kashiira ma'isa da Amnon v'Tamar." When the story happened between Amnon and Tamar, like we described, Gozer David who based dino al yichud pnuya. David HaMelech was so taken by that story, he said, "We have to do something to make sure this never happens again." Like the Gemara says, "Hara sotabul kokula yazer atzma manayayin." So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz has a beautiful discussion about that Gemara, and he says, "Whenever a person experiences something which is improper or something which he's very taken by, you have to make sure right away to make a gzeira upon yourself that it should never happen again. What are you going to do to make sure that you never get stuck in that kind of rut again?" And that's why Chazal tell us, Rashi quotes in Chumash, that ha'ra'a sota b'kukula, someone who watches the terrible story of the sota unfolding in the Beis HaMikdash, right away, yazer atzma minayayin, that person has to make sure to stay away from wine because, again, like the Gemara in Sota explains, what led the Sota to get to this behavior is because she was a little tipsy, because she was a little lightheaded. So a person has to be a little more serious. And I think in our generation also, when we have so many people who are making mistakes about Yichud Pnuya, this is our response, that we also have to think about it, that we need to learn the halachas and take it seriously, that Yichud is not something that we can ever compromise on for ourselves. It's something, Yazer Atzman Ayayin for us, means we have to take extra special precautions to make sure that we never get involved in these situations. Then says the Shulchan Aruch, "V'af al pi."
This is the only thing
Beshama
and
Beshama
agree on.
"V'af al pi she'eno erva." Even though a single woman is not an erva, still bichlal yichud arayisi. David HaMelech said this is going to be included in the issur of yichud. "V'shama v'hilo gazru." Interestingly enough, over here he leaves out talmidei beshama beshilo. The Gemara seems to say it was the talmidim. Here he says it was Shamein Hillel, Gazer al Yichud Avdei Kochavim. So you see that it was set up in three different stages, but basically, the basic understanding of Rov Rishonim and the way the Chayyadim writes it in the Chachmas Adam, the way the Tur writes it in Evin Ezra Siman Chav Beis, the way Rashi and Tosis write it in Shabbos Daf Yud Gimel, they all seem to indicate that Yichud is in fact an Issur D'Oraisa. When the Gemara says over here that we learn it from a Pasuk, whatever the Drasha means, we assume that it's a real bona fide Issur D'Oraisa. Now, that's not so simple. Why? Because if you look back in the Gemara, when it's learning out the halacha, says, "Remez liyichud min atarah minayin." So there's a famous machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban, and Shorash HaShlishi and Sefer HaMitzvahs. When the Gemara uses the terminology of remez, what does that mean? Does remez mean it's a din d'rabbanan and we just make an asmachta? We find some sort of source in Chumash to pin it on, but not that it's a real din d'oraisa. Or does remez mean, no, It's a real din d'oraisa, and Chazal worked hard to understand how we see it from the pasuk. So that's a big machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban. And in fact, the Rambam writes that whenever you have a lashon of remez, that tells you it's just an asmachta. It's not a real din d'oraisa. So that would seem to indicate that the isra of yichud is not really a din d'oraisa. In fact, the Rambam writes that if a person violates the isra of yichud, he only gets makas mardus. Why do you only get makas mardus? You should get real malkus. You did something wrong. You're over an isra d'oraisa. You should get real malkus. So you see, the Rambam holds, I don't know if it's the Rabbanan or it's Midirei Kabbalah, it's not a real bona fide din d'oraisa. That's the way the Rambam understands it. The Ramban disagrees very strongly in the Sefer HaMitzvah, Sharish HaShlishi. The Ramban says, what do you mean? How can you tell me that whenever the Torah says remez, it only means midrabanan? The Gemara has in Makas Daf Beis, a famous Gemara, remez la'edim zom min ha-Torah minayin. How do you know that edim zom min get malkus min ha-Torah for doing something wrong? That can't be midrabanan. We can't give someone malkus midrabanan. Makas mardus is din midrabanan, but real malkus, the Gemara over there is discussing, how do you know that edim zom min get real malkus? So you see, says the Ramban, you see that it's a real din d'oraisa. Just because the Gemara uses a lashon of remez, that doesn't mean that it's a din d'rabbanan. It's still a din d'oraisa. Just Chazal worked hard to figure out where we actually learn it from.
Did they already know it, the local Moshe Sinai, or whatever, when they asked for the remez? They had that, they knew what I
was. They knew something. You're saying they knew something.
How did they have a local Moshe Sinai? They asked them for the remez.
Could be. Could be, yeah. What? It's a? Yeratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right. So the Ramban brings a bunch of examples where he proves that remez also means a din d'oraisa. Remez doesn't knock it down to be a din d'rabbanan or just a kabbalah ba'alma. And the Ramban also tacks on our sugya. He says the fact that the Gemara says remez le'yichud min ha-Torah minayin, says the Ramban, no one in the right mind would ever say that yichud is only din d'rabbanan. The Ramban says, of course yichud is an issa d'oraisa. Just the Gemara uses the lashon of remez because it's not clearly stated in the psukim, and Chazal had to work a little bit harder to figure out where the makar actually is, but it doesn't mean that it's a din d'rabban. So we generally assume that yichud is a din d'araisa, but again, only by an eshes ish or by an arayas. Now, what about by a pnuya? So that's a din d'rabbanan. David HaMelech came along and made a gzera that you can't be miyachid with a pnuya who's a bas yisrael, and then Shammai and Hillel came along as well and added and extended a little bit more. Now, the achronim have a chiddush that they say perhaps the only time that we say the iser of, even if you assume like the Rov Rishonim, that yichud is an iser d'araisa, and we say, not like the Rambam, we say like the Ramban and Rashi and Tosas, that yichud with an arayas is a real bona fide issa d'araisa, and remez means a din d'araisa. The Achronim are Machadesh, the Chachma Sadim writes this Chiddush, that's only be yichud gamar. That's only when you have one man and one woman in a room privately with the door locked. But he says, what about the case that the Shulchan Aruch talks about? Lo yisachid ish, one man is not allowed to be with two women, let's say. Or some configuration of that. So we're machmer halacha lemaisa, but they want to say that that's not a din d'araisa, that's only midrabanan. What's the difference if it's d'araisa, d'rabanan? Either way, it's usher. Some achronim want to say the difference is what we do by a safek yichud. You have to be machmer by a safek yisur yichud or not. Rav Moshe, I believe, talks about it in a tshuva. He says, well, he's not sure that safek is a good nafkamina because if the issur of yichud is that it's going to lead to something going wrong, so what does it matter if it's a safek? If it's going to lead to something going wrong, so you have to be careful even in a case of safek. Okay, so that's, either way, there's a big discussion whether or not yichud is an issa d'oraisa d'rabbanan. Seems that the consensus of Rov HaRishonim is that the issa of yichud is, in fact, an issa d'oraisa when we're dealing with a real evra, a real arayas, or an eshes ish. So now we get to the next question, which is a very important question when you're talking about...
What do you mean by a real arayas? Are you talking about your mother, or your sister, or are you talking about a sister-in-law?
You're talking about a different erva. The Gemara says beferish that to be with one's mother or a daughter is not a problem.
Right.
So that's a good question. Why not? Why is there no problem? Why is there no problem? So that leads us right into our next part of the discussion. And that is a very yesodistic topic that's discussed at length by Rabbi Yosef Engel in his other sefer, Lekach Tov, as well as in the Gileon HaShas. He has it on Sanhedrin Daf Yutes, and he has it in Kiddushin Daf Pei as well. A very famous discussion. And more recently, Rav Shach and the Chazon Ish had the same discussion as well. And that is, Rav Shach pointed out, if you look in the Abi Ezri, Rav Shach has it on the Rambam here in Hilchos Yichud, that Rashi writes in Kiddushin Daf Pei a very interesting chiddush. Rashi says, this that we say that when Baila Ba'ir is a famous heter, if a woman's husband is in town, so there's no issur of Yichud, because he can come home at any time. Right? So we'll talk about that more at length in the coming weeks. But that Rashi points out over there on the Sugya Daf Pei, that even though we assume that Baila Ba'ir is going to be not a violation of issur Yichud, says Rashi, you're still going to be in violation of the issur. You just won't get malchus. Why? Says Rav Shach. Why shouldn't you get Malkus? Or why should it still be Usher? What's going on here? Meman of Shach. If you hold that it's part of the Isser of Yichud, even when Baila Ba'ir, then you should get Malkus. If it's not part of the Isser of Yichud, because she's always going to be nervous that the husband's going to come home, so then why is it a violation of an Isser at all? So that, Rav Shach points out, he doesn't understand, and Rav Shach says that based on that Rashi, he thinks the Pshat is that the Isser of Yichud is what we call an Isser Atzmi. The Isser of Yichud is an Isser that stands alone. For example, you're not allowed to eat Chazer. Do you say you're not allowed to eat Chazer because we're afraid it's going to lead to something else? Or do we say you're not allowed to eat Chazer because you're not allowed to eat Chazer? Rabbanu Shalom said don't eat Chazer, period. So obviously, most of the Dinei HaTorah are, you're not allowed to do something because it's an Isser Atzmi. The Rabbanu Shalom told us not to do X, so you can't do X. It's not because X is going to lead to Y. It's because X is Usser, it's a violation on its own. And here says Rav Shach as well, even in a case where you don't have a concern that the woman's actually going to lead to any Maisa's Nus because of Baila Ba'ir and she's afraid, says Rashi, it's still a violation of an Isser Daraisa. Why? Must be that the violation of the Isser of Yichud is not because we're concerned that it's going to lead to a Maisa Era, but rather Yichud is an Isser Atzmi. Yichud is an Isser that stands alone. And even in a case where the concern is not there that it will lead to a Maisa Aveira, still, Rav Shach argues, based on this Rashi, you see that Yichud is an Isser that stands alone, regardless of whether or not it could lead to something worse.
Maybe it's because of Marasayim.
No, Marasayim is a Dindar Rabbanon, generally.
So that's why you can't do it.
No, what if you live in a private place?
Nothing's going to happen, but you still can't do it because it's Marasayim.
Not the simple understanding of what the Gemara or Rashi say there. Okay, maybe we'll talk about it in coming weeks when we look more carefully at those Gemaras. But the Chazon Ish disagrees. He says, what do you mean? How can you say the Isser of Yichud is not dependent on anything that's going to come afterward? Zok the Chazon Ish. Look at the Rambam, number Dalet, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch have the same Lashon. Also, the Siachin Ema Erva Min Harayas, Bein Zekena Bein Yalda. You're not allowed to be Miyached with an Erva, with an Harayas, whether she's old, whether she's young. Shedaber Zeh Gorim Legalos Erva. Says the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch Beferish. The reason why you're not allowed to violate an Isser of Yichud is because we're concerned that it's going to lead to something worse. Because we're concerned that it's going to lead to a Maisa Aveira. And therefore, in a case where you're not concerned that it's going to lead to a Maisa Aveira, for whatever reason, the door's open or there's people in town, people walking in and out of the house, so then there's no Isser of Yichud. Says the Chazon Ish, it's obvious that the whole formulation of the Isser of Yichud midaraisa is because the Torah was concerned you're going to lead to something much worse than just that. So what you see from here is a very fascinating chiddush. So the Chazon Ish, mamash stands on his head to try to explain the Rashi. Whatever. Again, maybe when we look more at that Gemara, we'll talk about what the Chazon Ish says. But he says he can't say that pshat. It's impossible. You have to say that the Isser of Yichud is, we're concerned that it's going to lead to a Maisa Aveira, and therefore Yichud itself is not an objective Isser. Yichud is just an Isser. Shema, you're going to violate something else. Now, this is a fascinating concept. This is a very fascinating concept, and this is what Rabbi Yosef Engel talks about in many different svarim, the same point. We have a Gemara in Yevamos Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, where the Gemara darshans from the Pasuk, Ushmartem es Mishmarti. Says the Gemara, what do you learn from that Pasuk? Asu Mishmeres leMishmarti, that you have to make a gate to make sure that you're going to keep within the boundaries of the Torah. So how do you make sure to do that? So Chazal have the right to make Zeres and Harchakas to make sure that we all stay in line. So that's what the Gemara says. Similarly, we have in Pirkei Avos, Asu Siyag the Torah, that Chazal have the responsibility to take it upon themselves to make Siyagim, to make Gedarim, that we shouldn't violate the Issa Daraisa. So therefore, they hold us a step back and say, well, if you're not even going to violate an Issa Darabanan, you'll never get to the Issa Daraisa at all. The problem is, what right do Chazal have to do that? If you look at number Hey, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Chavtes, Amar Chizkia Minayin Shekala Mosef Gareya, says the Gemara, how do you know if you add on to something it makes it worse? Now you have to figure out. Just because a person makes an addition, an extension to his house, it doesn't mean it makes the house worse. But, you know, you have to figure out what exactly is the Gemara talking about. So here the context that the Gemara has is, how do you know that if the Ribbono Shel Olam says something and you add on to it, how do you know that that's Goreya? Meaning, let's say Baal Tosef. The Ribbono Shel Olam told us, take Dalad Minim on Sukkos. You decided you also want to take a rose. You think you're making it better? Maybe you're making it worse. Maybe you're making it worse. My father always says over from Rabbi Soloveitchik, I don't know how many people were ever in YU, but if you take the A train from downtown, so if you get out at 181st Street, it says, there's a big sign, it says Yeshiva University. So Rabbi Soloveitchik always used to make fun that there are people who think we're going to go further into the Ratzon HaTorah. We're going to do something that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants more. So we're not going to get out of 181st Street at the yeshiva. We're going to go to the next stop. He said, the problem is the next stop is the cloisters. So how do you know that every time that you go further into something that you're going closer to what the Ratzon HaTorah is, maybe you're going further away? Who said that by going another stop, that's bringing you closer to what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants? Who said that by taking a rose together with the Dalet Minim, that makes your mitzvah any more enhanced? Maybe it makes it worse. So that's why we have Nisr Bal Tosef. So here says the Gemara as well, how do you know that Kala Mosef Gareah? Says the Gemara, Shanemar Amar Elokim Lo Sochlu Mimenu Velo Sugubo. That led to the whole problem. Adam and Chaber in Gan Eden. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Adam and Rishon, I don't want you to eat from the Eitz Hadas. Our Sameach actually points out that the first mitzvah in the Torah was to eat. He says, Mikol Eitz Hagan Achol Tochel. First mitzvah in the Torah was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, go and enjoy everything. And then he said, don't eat from this one tree, but everything else, have a great time. So, the Gemara says over here that Adam HaRishon came back and reported to Chava that the Ribbono Shel Olam told him, not only are we not allowed to eat from the Eitz Hadas, we're not allowed to touch it either. And then what happened? What? First Chumra in history, but it didn't do us well. What happened? So the Nachash came along, he pushes Chava into the tree, says, oh, you see, nothing happened, you touched the tree, nothing went wrong, so you can eat it also. And that's what led to the whole mistake. Says the Gemara, you see from here, that Kala Mosef Gareah, nu, so if you have that concept, that making Chumras is not a good thing, making a Siyag and Harachaka is not good, so what right did Chazal ever have to make a Geder, to make a Siyag or Harachaka? Right? It's an Aizen and a Taina. What right did Chazal ever have to make a Harachaka, if in fact the Gemara says Kala Mosef Gareah makes it worse? You're going into the cloister, so what right do you have to make a Harachaka? It shouldn't be right. It should say, keep the Dine Atar the way they're supposed to be. So the answer that most of the Achronim say is like this. The Rambam writes when he talks about the Yisra Bal Tosef that not only does Bal Tosef mean you're not allowed to take a rose together with your Dalet Minim, you're not allowed to do, you know, you can't wear five parshiyos in the tefillin, you have to do everything the way the Ribbono Shel Olam says. The Rambam adds in another stipulation to Bal Tosef as well. Says the Rambam, what happens if Chazal in a generation, for example, what's the real Yisra Daraisa of Basar B'Chalav? Cooking meat and milk. What about chicken and milk? Chicken and milk, midaraisa is mutter. You're allowed to cook chicken and milk. Chazal came along and made gzeira. Chicken is so similar to meat, and everyone sits down and has fleishigs. So we're concerned if you're going to have a meal at night and you're going to cook your chicken together with the milk, then tomorrow night you're going to cook the meat with the milk and you're going to violate an issa deraisa. So Chazal came along and made gzeira, no chicken with milk. Same way, no meat with milk. Says the Rambam, if Chazal, when they present the issa, the gzeira v'harchaka to us, say, that midaraisa, you're not allowed to eat chicken with milk, or you're not allowed to eat meat with milk, it's all the same. Says the Rambam, you're going to violate Bal Tosef on that as well. Because Chazal have to make it clear to us what's a din daraisa and what's a din darabana. And if they don't, if they lie to us and they say that everything's couched under the same din, then they are in violation of an isser of Bal Tosef as well. So therefore, based on that, you can explain what's going on over here. Chazal have a right to make a gzeira and a harchaka. Chazal have a right to do it. They save us from violating Yisurim Daraisa, and that's a wonderful thing. But when they present it to us, they have to make sure to say, here's the line where it's Daraisa. Further than that is only Nisa Darabanan. They have to make it clear what the boundaries are and what the levels are of violation that you violate the Yisur. And that's the pshat over here as well. Adam HaRishon comes back to Chava. What does he say? God said, don't eat and don't touch. That wasn't right. And that's what the Gemara means, Kala Mosef Gareah. Had Adam HaRishon told his wife, God said don't eat, and I think we should stay away and also not touch. Okay, so that would have been like any other Din D'Rabbanan. Adam's mistake was that he put everything, he packaged it together, and he said, the same way you're not allowed to eat, you're also not allowed to touch, and everything's in the same basket. It's not true. And that's where everything went wrong. So anyway, we have a concept of a Siyag and a Harchaka Mid'Rabbanan. That we know, Chazal always makes Zeres. Now, what about a hachaka midaraisa? Does the Torah ever make a hachaka midaraisa? Says the Tashbetz. Now, I don't know the Tshuvas HaTashbetz. This is the Tashbetz that's quoted in Rabbi Yosef Engel. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, he tells you to look at two different ones. I looked them up. He's very stark of the Shonas there. Says the Tashbetz. Rayasecha mischazek sheprishas karen gadol mibeso himen haTorah. Someone writes a letter to the Tashbetz in the Tshuvas HaTashbetz that he thinks, when we say that there's a din 7 days before Yom Kippur, you have to be mafresh the Kohen Gadol and set him aside and put him in the Beis HaMikdash, no one's allowed to be with him, says the Shoel to the Tashbetz, I think that is a din d'araisa. So the Tashbetz says, your rayas are very nice. However, V'lo yafa ata ose bazeh. Very nice, you bring rayas, but you're making a big mistake. She'im min ha-Torah haya asur lo kol shiva. If, in fact, you're going to say that the Kohen Gadol has to be separated from his wife for 7 days on a level of daraisa, haya lo ka'ala. If the Kohen Gadol, mistakenly, or for whatever reason, goes back to his wife one night of those 7 days, he would get malchus. V'lo manua b'chlal ha-lokim b'shum makum. When the Rambam gives us a list of all the people who are going to get malchus, we never find this person in the list, the Kohen Gadol who violates the Isser of being with his wife 7 days before Yom Kippur is not part of that list. V'atalmud yumadavav no sintam. Chazal, give us a reason why we have to separate the Kohen Gadol from his wife before Yom Kippur. Shema timso ishto nida. It's very probable that his wife will become a nida in that week, right? It's a 1 in 4 chances. V'ata omer ki min ha-Torah hu aser. So how can you tell me, if Chazal say in yumadavav, listen to the Tashbetz, if Chazal say the reason why the Kohen Gadol has to separate from his wife is because what? Because Shema Timso Ishto Nida, they're concerned. It's not an objective Isser, but rather it's because we're concerned maybe his wife will become a Nida and then be Metame him, and then he won't be able to do that Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, says the Tashbetz, how can you say it's Daraisa? Ein HaTorah Saras Mishum Shema. We never find the concept that the Torah asks something, maybe something else is going to happen. Ein Isurei Torah Ela Isurim Kivuim. Isurim daraisa are only objective isurim. V'chom makom shenosnen tashema. Whenever we find that there's a reason given for the isur, whenever we find that they're concerned, not a reason, whenever we find that you're concerned that this is going to lead to something else, that's an obvious indication. Shehugzer midrabanan mishum asum mishmar mishmarti. Says the Tashbetz, we don't have such a thing. And then he goes on in the next shuv and he says, Imar shehar beisa reyim. And this that you pile up all the rayas and you have a lot of friends, she is Yisuri Terah Shehum Yishum Shema, you're bringing me rayas that the Chumash also has Yisurim that are just warning us not to do something because it's going to lead to something else. And he says, V'Hevesa Pen Yachdu, Pen Yosef, V'lo Yasser Lebavo, Kulo Medi Shekerhen, you're bringing rayas? You don't know what you're talking about. Those aren't good rayas. V'Hanu Labi Yisera Ninu, he says, those are for something else. The whole thing is a mistake, says the Tashbetz, there's no such thing as a concept of anytime the Chazal tell us that something is us or Shema, it's going to lead to something else, says the Tashbetz, that's an obvious indication that it's only an Isidra Ban. Okay? In fact, I saw the Shemi Shmuel writes, did I put it on here? Oh, Shemi Shmuel Parshas Tzav. He quotes from the from Reb Simcha Bunim Yipshischa, he says, Shekol harchakas hei midrabanan, all harchakas in the Torah in Chazal are always midrabanan, Shasar harchaka v'geder mishmer shalo yavali de'avera, Zulas ba'averus ha-sheker. The only one exception to the rule is about dishonesty. Shasham shagam ha-harchaka hi daraisa. Kemoshasuv midvar sheker tircha. Only time we find the harchaka in the Torah is from sheker. Because we're so prone to lying. We're so prone to being dishonest. My father was just telling me that someone came to him and he asked him, Rabbi Shechter, do you think there's anything wrong with what I did? Which obviously is never a good way to start off your question. So he says to him that he filled out, he got his tax return, he signed on the bottom, dated it, and only after he signed, he filled out the whole thing. So, I didn't lie, I signed and I said everything that it says here is true, there was nothing there, so what could be wrong? What? Got all types of people out there. So, midvar sheker tirchak, it's very easy for us to lie. So, lying doesn't only mean saying an outright lie with our mouths. Lying means to fool people into believing that we are something that we're not. Lying means that we fool people into believing that a mikveh is private and it's not. That's also called lying. That's sheker. You're a shakran and you're a liar. Lying is making people believe something that's not the truth. That's also a lie. And lying means filling out our tax return and signing it on the bottom before we fill out the top. That's also lying. Even though we didn't say an outright sheker, that's also sheker. So that's what we say over here. That's obvious. Midvar sheker tirchak, the Torah understood human psychology and said, you really got to be careful from sheker because this is something we're all prone to. So is the Tashbetz in fact correct? Is the Tashbetz right that there's no such thing as siyag and harchaka midarais? Well, let's look at a couple of makoras where it seems not that way. We have number one, many achronim quote this famous Avos d'Rav Nosson, which is on the first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. What does the Avos d'Rav Nosson say? Asu siyag l'Torah. Va'asei siyag l'dvarecha. K'derach she'asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu siyag l'dvarav. The same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a siyag for his dvarim. V'adam HaRishon asu siyag l'dvarav. And Adam HaRishon also made a gather in Arachaka. Torah asa siyag l'dvareha. The Torah made a siyag. Moshe asa siyag. Iov, Afanavim, Uksuvim, Chachamim. Everyone made siyagim. Then you look in Perek Beis there, so he points out, Ezu siyag she'asta Torah ledvaraha. Where do we find that the Torah made a siyag for its halachas? Where do you find such a concept? So this is an avos derab nasan, a brisa. Harehu amar vel isha benidas tumasa lasikrav. So we have a din of harchaka from anida. Yochel yichab kenavi nashkenavi dabri madvar mitelim. You might think when a person's wife is anida, so you're not allowed to have tashrish hamita, but maybe you'll say, well, I'm allowed to do other things. Kiruv basar is okay. I'm old enough. I know how to control myself. I'm not going to get to other things. Tamaloma lo sikrav. No, the pasuk says, don't have kiruv with her. Don't have chibuk v'nishug either. Yochel tishon ima bibigadea al hamita. You might think, well, as long as she's in a blanket and I'm in a blanket, as long as she has clothing on and I have clothing on, there's nothing to be concerned about. Tamalama lo sikrav. I don't know if everybody read, but recently there was a famous psak from the Maharat in Washington that she had a big psak, a breakthrough psak, that she thinks that there's nothing wrong with a husband and wife sleeping in the same bed, as long as each one of them has a separate blanket, I think. Mamash, it's beferish keneged the brisa. It says beferish that chibuk v'nishuk is aser because of lo sikrav, it's an issur d'oraisa. Not only that, to sleep in the same bed, even when each of them have begadim, is also an issur. Why? Because the Torah understands that we have tendencies, that we're going to lead to do other things that we shouldn't do. So over here you have, says the Avos Derab Nasan, over here you have a siyag and a harchaka mid'oraisa. Over here you have a harchaka that the Torah tells us, don't do X because it's going to lead to Y. Maisa ba'adam echad shakara harbe, v'shana harbe, v'shimish tamine chachamim harbe. Says the Avos Derab Nasan, this is also Gemara in Shabbos, that tells us there was a Talmud Chacham, who was a God-fearing Jew. He died very young. His wife was so distraught over the fact that he passed away young, and he left all these young children, so she took his tefillin. She would walk in front of the shul, in front of the Beis Medrash. She was crying. She said, Rabbosai, listen to this. The Torah says if you study the Torah, this is going to be chiyus for you. Bali, my husband, shekara harbi, v'shana harbi, shimish tamine chacham harbi, mipnei ma, meis v'chatzi yamav. What happened? How could it be? My husband was such a big tzaddik, he was such a big talmud chacham, how could it be that he died so young? Lo haya adam sheheshav ladavar. Nobody knew what to tell her. You're right. Your husband was given a grace at tzaddik. I don't know what to say. One day, this woman was obviously a righteous woman. Eliyahu Navi shows up at the door. Why are you crying? What's wrong? So she says, Bali, my husband, kara harbe, bishana harbe, bishimish tamine chachamim harbe, umeis b'chatzi yamav. How could it be? My husband did everything right. He was learning his whole life, and he still died young. How is it possible? Amar Lei, so Eliyahu Navi answered her, Kisha'at b'nida secha, when you were a nida, kal osan gimel yama harishonim mahu etzlecha. So those days when you had dam coming out, so how were you knowing with each other? Amar Lo, she says, Rebbe, Eliyahu Navi, chas v'shalom, shalom naga bi afilu be'etzba katana shalom. He didn't get near me. When I had dam coming out, he wasn't near me. Kal osan gimel ha'achronim mahu etzlecha. What about the Shivanakiyim? What about those days? So how were you knowing then? Amr lo Rebbe achalti imo, v'shasisi imo, v'yashanti imo, v'begadi alamita. Don't worry, we were careful, but, okay, we were careful to a point. Don't worry, we didn't ever think about something we shouldn't have been doing. We were always careful, but we had a good time. Everything was fine. Amr le, said Eliyahu Navi, a little bit starker lashon here, baruch hamakom sheharaga. Shakach kasa batara vel isha benidas tumasa lo sikra. Okay, so Eliyahu Navi used a very sharp lashon. But basically what you see here from the Avos Derab Nasan is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself built into the din, Lo Sikrav is also an Issur D'oraisa. What does that mean? It means that not only do we have an objective Issur that one is not allowed to be with Anida, but also the Torah built in that one is not allowed to do other things that are going to lead him to Tashmash Amita with Anida. So you see over here clearly in the Avos Derab Nasan that there's such an idea of a Siyag D'oraisa. You look at a second example, the Ran. The Ran on the Rif in Psachim, on Daf Aleph Amad Aleph, in the Daf HaRif, writes like this. The famous Kashan the Rishonim, why is it that we're more careful about, we have many Isurim Daraisa, which are Isuri Achil. Let's say Chazer. So we say, Chametz B'Pesach is an Issur Daraisa. Chazer all the year is an Issur Daraisa. So why don't you say, the same way we have a din of Bir Chametz, Bedikas Chametz, you have to get rid of it and burn it. So why don't you say also, you have to get rid of the Chazer, you have to burn the Chazer. Why don't you say the same thing? What's the difference? Yeah, basar b'chalav. Why shouldn't you have to burn it? Says the Ran. Why do we say you have to go check out your whole house for chametz, even though for basar b'chalav we don't say go check every night, make sure there's no basar b'chalav in the house? What's the difference? So the obvious teretz is, chametz we're using all year long. Some of the Rishonim say this. So lo b'dili inshimine. We're not going to stay away from it because every day when we come home, we pop a couple of cookies into our mouth, we eat a couple of things, so we're not going to be careful. Pesach, we're going to make a mistake. Basar b'chalav, we know right away not to eat it. When we have treif food in the house, we know right away not to eat it. It says treif food, you don't get near it. So over here, says the Ran differently. Lo samcho ala bitul, why is it that they weren't samech, that they said bitul chametz is not good enough? Kvar kasavti, says the Ran, she'asu kein kedei l'kayim mitzvos tashbisu. Says the Ran at first, the reason why they did it is because they want you to do tashbisu with your own hands. They want you to do an act. They want you to actually get rid of the chametz. Shechashashu shel bnei adam, shelo yivatlu b'machshavas on the gamri. They were concerned, well, really you could do bitul chametz with your mind, but not everyone's going to be so serious with that. So you know what? We'll tell them they have to actually do something with their hands, then we'll know that they're serious. You go ahead and you burn your chametz, that shows that you're not joking around. V'imata omer shechashashu shelo yavu la'achlo. Maybe you'll say the reason why Chazal said you have to do a bedikas chametz, you have to do a bir chametz, is because they were concerned you're going to pop a few cookies on Pesach. Kedivra b'shonim zal. Hainu time of the chashu b'tvei mi b'shar yisurim. Well, still, why were they chashish by chametz more than other yisurim? Mishum, the chametz lo bedili in shemineh kulashata. Like we said, person eats it all year long, comes home from work every day, eats a few snacks. So the same thing's going to happen on Pesach. V'chamer yisurim tvei de'ispe karit. The Efsher, now here's the key line, says the Ran. Efsher Od, perhaps another reason why there's a distinction between Chametz and Shari Surim. Shemepnei Tamze Hachmira Torah Lavra La Bebayirah Bayirah Bayimatze. Says the Ran, a tremendous Chiddush, the Prima Gadim quotes it as well, that perhaps the whole violation of Bayirah Bayimatze is because we have an extra sensitivity, we're extra careful about Chametz Pesach, because people are so used to eating it all year. And if you're going to come home and see chametz on the counter, even though you're mevatel, even though it's not yours, you're going to come to eat it the same way you come home every night and you pop a cookie after you get home from work. So says the Ran, that's why the Torah instituted an iser of bayirah bayimatze, because the Torah understands that we won't be careful. So the Torah told us how we should be careful. A tremendous chiddush. That there's such an institution as a siyag d'araisa. Similarly, Rav Yosef Engel quotes Yalkut Shimoni, it's number Yud, Yalkut Shimoni writes, Ma'al v'yichal alokim ayom ha-shvi. What does it mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested on the seventh day? What do you mean v'yichal? Finished, he rested, what happened? Kazeh shemaka b'kurnas al-gabi hasadin, like a person who takes a hammer and he bangs something down, agba mibod yom, v'horida mishatechshach. When I pick it up, it's one act. When I hit down, that's the end of the act. And that's it. Basar v'dam but a human being, she'en yodeh alo ita v'lo raga v'lo sha'osa. Human beings who don't know how to make exact timing, we don't know how to be precise with our zmanim, most of mechol al hakodesh. We have a chiyuv of Tosefa Shabbos. Abel hakodesh baruch hu shoy yodea regav v'itav shosav nichnas bo kechut hasayra. Right when Shabbos came, hakodesh baruch hu said, this second is chol, this second is Shabbos. It says the Yalkut Shimoni that many of the achronim quote, that the reason why we have a chiyuv of Tosefa Shabbos is because we don't know how to be exactly precise. And because we're afraid that we are going to make a mistake because of our lack of precision, therefore we have a chiyuv de araisa of Tosefa Shabbos. Another example of where you have a siyag de araisa. And the final example is our Gemara again, and with this we'll close. Our Gemara has by the Isra of Yichud. If you look back at number Aleph, so the Gemara has in Kiddushin Daf Pei. We have the Mishnah that says a man is not allowed to be miyachid with two women. You look three lines down. My time, Atana de Ve'aliyo. Why are you not allowed to be miyached one man with two women? Ho, the nashim daitim kalus aleihem. Because women are easily, however you explain that, it's easy to convince a woman to violate an avera. They have softer hearts. It's easier. You give them something, they're going to feel good about it. And then, right away, the man is going to violate an isser, even though there are two women in the room. What do you see? Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, what do you see? You see that the Isser of Yichud, which the Gemara assumes is Daraisa, Rav Yishonim assumes Daraisa, is also this concept of a Siyog Daraisa. We have an idea sometimes that in fact, not only do we assume Asum Mishmeres the Mishmarti, that Chazal have a right to come along and add on and make Zeris and Archakas and Siyogim, but we also find that the Torah sometimes went out of its way to make Halachos in a way that will keep us away from violating something else. It's not that every Yisur in the Torah is objectively usur. It's some Yisurim in the Torah only usur because we're afraid that if you do this, it will lead you to do something even worse. Now what? Right, so that's just telling us to be careful that our mind shouldn't wander. But it's not that the Torah says don't do X, because what does it say? What does it say?
The Torah tells you what to do.
Torah tells you to follow the Torah.
Right.
Okay.
Because you might wind up being over the
Torah. So that's not the Torah is not telling you a specific violation that you're going to violate, and that's going to lead to something else. Over here we're talking about where the Torah sets up beferish. There are certain mitzvahs, let's say Tosefes Shabbos. You must take upon yourself Tosefes Shabbos because if you don't, we're afraid you're going to be Mechala Shabbos. You must make sure to stay away from the Nida, not only from Tashrish Hamita, but also from Chibuk V'Nishuk, because if you don't, it's going to lead to a Maisaver, which is much worse. You must stay away by Yerubah Yimatzeh, says the Ran. Why? Because we're concerned if you don't, then you're going to come to eat the Chametz as well. And that last case that we have over here is, you must stay away from being Miyad with an Isha, because if you don't, it's going to lead to a worse Maisaver, to something we should not do at all. So, this is just a Shir Hakdama to the Sugya of Yichud Arayas, about Yichud with an Eishes Ish, that whether it's Daraisa or Darabana is a big discussion, as we said, and whether or not this is considered a Siyag Daraisa, it seems that the Tashbetz, when he claimed that there's no such thing as a Siyag Daraisa, there's no such thing as an Isser, which is not objective, that seems that it's up for a little bit of debate. Everyone can look at the Makaris on their own and decide whether or not they think there's room to argue. Wish everyone a wonderful evening.